Yeah, that's next week. Taj Mahal and Mavis Staples. You want to go? You want to go for nothing? I have a pair of tickets to give away, you know? But I'm not going to do it yet. You got to wait. You got to wait. And I didn't bring any Taj Mahal or Mavis Staples with me today. You know, I almost brought some Mavis Staples. Honest to gosh, I almost brought two albums with Mavis Staples on them. And then I thought, no, I won't play those today. Maybe next week. The show's next week, you know? You know? What day is it? It's like Tuesday or something, isn't it? I think the 20th. What day is the 20th? I have no idea. Anyways, we'll find that out later and talk about it more then when we don't play either of them. Oh well, but we are going to give away a pair of tickets to that show later in the show, so stay tuned for that and get your phone finger ready. Okay, no more Boxcar Willie, I promise. That's it for him. You know that Mavis Staples show in Taj Mahal, that's being put on by the Folk Festival, you know. You know that folk festival thing they do every year? Well, they just released their big lineup of folks who are going to be at their folk fest this summer, and holy moly, there was a few surprises. We'd heard a lot of good names already, like Fred Eaglesmith and Nico Case and Richard Thompson and all sorts of great stuff. But then they went and threw in a few curveballs, some real nice curveballs. Ricky Lee Jones finally coming to Winnipeg. I've always liked Ricky Lee Jones. Don't play her too much on this show, you know. She's not so much with the country or the big dumb rock and roll or anything, but always interesting. Sudden Volt going to be there, of course. But some of these great new names, holy moly! Finally coming to Winnipeg for the very first time, Mr. Ridley Bent, the official 2005 Twang Trust Song of the Summer title holder. Yes, Mr. Ridley Bent. So he'll be coming doing his hick hop shtick, and that'll be fun. What other great little tidbits were released? Of course, Alejandro Escovedo. There was something. I hadn't even heard that rumored. And Al's coming back, which is nice. But the big thrill for me, oh boy, the big thrill was seeing that for the very first time coming to our fair town. Miss Amy Rigby. Yes, Amy Rigby coming to Winnipeg. Holy moly, who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk it? We've had the Rolling Stones twice. We've never had Amy Rigby. Actually, we've had the Rolling Stones three times, if you want to go back to 66. But yeah, we can bring the Rolling Stones and the Who and Paul McCartney. We've never had Amy Rigby. But that's all going to change this summer. That's very exciting. We've got some Amy Rigby coming up. But and also, Oh Susanna's coming back. That's good. She's only been to the Folk Festival once. Can you believe it? Oh Susanna's only played the Folk Festival one time. And it was years and years and years ago. So nice to see Susie coming back. But first off, we gotta play Mr. Last Summer. I don't know what the song of the summer is going to be this year. I don't know if there's any real contenders yet. Keep an ear out. If you've got any you would like to nominate, feel free to give me a shout anytime. But here he is, last year's song of the summer title holder. We're not going to hear the actual song of the summer from last year. No, we're going to hear something else from Ridley Bent's album Blam. This is a very summertimey number. This could have been in the running. This is called Pastures of Heaven. Those hip-hop guys, wow, they're wacky, huh? Oh, I don't know. I hope Ridley doesn't do that one at the Folk Fest next year. Ay caramba. Sorry about that, kids. That's called, there's glue on the CD. Oh, who else we got around here?
Hi, folks.
This is Susanna.
And Jim Bryson.
And you're listening to the Twang Twist on
CKUW 95.9 FM. in Winnipeg.
When I see you, I see your mind so tainted. I see time so wasted, it can barely stand. Well, when I see you, I see your heart.
I'm through with the me and the you and the why and the who and the what.
eulogize the mason jar. Let's analyze roofing tar and a bridge too far. Chicago blues, the right to choose, a swinging door, the croquet's yours, the working poor, the war. I don't wanna talk about love no more. I don't wanna talk about love no more. Don't wanna talk about love no more. I don't wanna talk about it. I don't wanna talk about love no more. I don't wanna talk about love no more. Don't wanna talk about love no more. I don't wanna talk about it.
Amy Rigby from her brand new record, Little Fugitive. She will be at this summer's Winnipeg Folk Festival, believe it or not. Yes, indeed. Song there, I Don't Want to Talk About Love No More. Well, we won't. We won't. Before that, Oh Susanna will also be at Birds Hill Park this summer. We heard Ted So Wasted from her Sleepy Little Sailor album. And Mr. Ridley Bent. We got about, I don't know, a minute out of him before the CD blew up. Oh, well. Better luck next time. We almost heard Pastures of Heaven from Ridley's album, Blam. Did I call him Ridley Bent? I find myself saying Ridley Scott. How many more Ridleys do you know? There's only two of them on the planet, as far as I know. Well, actually, no, there is one more, isn't there? But anyways. Yeah, Amy Rigby. I'm so excited. You know, you see names like Alejandro Escovedo and, you know, Sun Volt and Richard Thompson and quite honestly, they all pale in comparison to my excitement to see Amy Rigby. It's true. I'll give them all up to see Amy. It's going to be a it's going to be a gas. And this would have been a gas. She's actually got a project going on right now. Sort of an off and on thing. They're just throwing around a few dates here and there. She's part of a duo known as the Cynical Girls. Yes, it's a duo act. The other cynical girl in the combo is a lady you might be familiar with by the name of Marty Jones, who you don't really hear too much of anymore. She puts out the odd record. I think she's got a new one coming out. But she's put out a number of albums in the past, and she's quite a talent herself. Married to famed REM co-producer Don Dixon. Yes, famed, I don't know, some sort of fame anyways. But yeah, Amy and Marty have put together this little combo called Cynical Girls, and they've been playing around a bit. And it would have been nice to see them as a combo playing the Folk Fest, but oh well, we got Amy anyways, what do you want? But just for fun, I thought we'd listen to the Cynical Girls. They don't have an album out. No, they're just playing live, no recordings yet to speak of. But we're going to listen to them anyways. How do we do that? How do we do that on the Twang Trust? How do we play these little mystery discs that come from nowhere? I don't know, but we do.
One in Louisiana, one who travels around, one heartthrob town. I am not their main concern. They are lonely too. I am just a narrow passing through. When they look in says you come after me.
This is Emmy Lou Harris, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
You spoke to me of your divided loyalty and circumstantial fraud, blessings in disguise. Thank you.
Marshall Crenshaw from his beloved debut album, In Cynical Girl. And before that was The Cynical Girls, Amy Rigby and Marty Jones. That was Amy Rigby singing Marty Jones' big smasheroo hit, Follow You All Over the World. Yes, from Marty Jones' first album. But that was Amy singing it. How about that, huh? And before that was the two of them singing The Roaches' Married Men. Remember when you saw the Roaches at the Folk Festival about 20 years ago? Remember that? Do you remember that? I do. That's how old I am. Yes, that was, that might have been, I think that was the second time I ever went to the Folk Festival, was the Roaches. One of the early ones, anyways, whenever it was. Early 80s. Yes. Yes, indeed. But this year, Amy Rigby will be there. Even better. Well, look at that. It's 6:57. That's probably close enough to do the old entertainment guide, wouldn't you say?
CKUW's famous entertainment guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Hey, that's right. It's time now for CKUW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard three times daily. So, what's happening? Tomorrow, Thursday night, at the West End Cultural Center, Julie Doron is in town. Yes, along with a couple other acts whose names are escaping me. Well, actually, one isn't. One's an out-of-town act. And the other one is Winnipeg's own Paper Moon, who have an album out that's quite fine. If you're into that whole indie pop thing, you don't get much better than Paper Moon. They'll be opening up for Julie Doron tomorrow night at the West End Cultural Center. CKW is presenting a fundraiser for the Addis Ababa Fistula Women's Hospital in Ethiopia. That's this Friday, April 14th at Yanata Restaurant, 330 Ellis Avenue at 8 p.m. Featuring performances by Madrigaya and Katie Murphy, along with Balance DJs Chasm and Spencer K. Tickets are $10 at the door or available in advance at Custom Culture. CKUW 95.9 FM presenting the Kids Help Phone Benefit at the West End Cultural Center Friday, April 21st. The Kids Help Phone offers Canada's only toll-free 24-hour anonymous phone counseling, referral, and internet service for children and youth. Kids Help Phone is run by over 10,000 volunteers. The show will feature local heroes, High Five Drive, Torn Into, Sub-City Dwellers, The Fabulous Kildonans, and 666. Tickets are available in advance for $8 at Evolution Inc., Skate, and Into the Music, or at the door for $10. The evening hopes to be an amazing night of punk rock for all and an extremely good cause. Doors opening at 6:45. Well, what's going on over at Times Changed High and Lonesome Club this weekend? Well, let's see. Tomorrow night, this is tiny writing. It's the Dead Horse CD release party for Stony Point. Yes, that's happening tomorrow night. Good Friday at Times Changed. Apparently, it's a private party and an art show for Deborah Lynn Neufeld and Ragdoll Blues. But I bet if you show up and you, like, you know, tip the doorman 50 cents, you can get in. Saturday at Times Change, Gordy Tentries, Indio Saravagna, Mark Sharon, and the D-Rangers. Yes, and then, of course, Easter Sunday, they're closed. No Big Dave this Sunday, sorry. And they're closed for a few days, all week up till Friday next week at Times Change. So don't go next week until Friday when Romy Mays is playing and Matt Masters. Wow. You know what? I forgot my little paper. And I don't have anything else to tell you. But I do know that Mavis Staples and Taj Mahal are playing the Jim Cale Theater on April 20th next week. And we have a pair of tickets to give away. We will be giving those tickets away, oh, I'd say in about 20 minutes, half an hour, somewhere around there. We'll have a big, exciting trivia question for you to win those tickets, I think. Or maybe we won't. Maybe we'll just say caller one. But that's coming up in about half an hour or so. So stay tuned to the Twang Trust here on CKW 95.9 FM, where we do the entertainment guide 3 times a day. And if you'd like your event placed here, call 786-9782 and tell us about it. Oh, there it goes. There goes that entertainment guide. It's heading on into the sunset. Bye-bye, entertainment guide. You were quite...